This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you feeling the love? I hope you are, folks. I hope you're feeling the love today. From us, your What's On Your Mind team. We absolutely love the fact that we take the microphones and get to have a conversation to find out what's on your mind each and every weekday right here on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 on your radio dial, booming to the Bakken. Who do you think needs some love? Who doesn't get the love they deserve?
Did you say love?
Yeah, I said love. Yeah. Who's not getting that love on the love boat? Yeah.
Definitely those coronavirus folks.
Yeah. That was not the love boat.
No.
That was the...
It was the virus boat.
The white mask boat.
Sick boat.
Yeah, the sick boat.
Oh, man, I couldn't imagine. 2+ weeks can't leave your room.
I'll take a little more of that song. I'll take a little more of the love boat.
Yeah?
There we go, yeah.
Life's sweetest reward.
You know how at a wedding, when they... clink on the glasses to get the bride and groom to kiss. Okay?
Very annoying.
Years ago, a friend of mine, I was in his wedding, and we get to the reception, and right away the glasses, the ding, 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 start on the glasses. He says, stop. He stands up, he grabs the microphone, he goes, we are not doing that at this reception. He goes, if you want us to kiss, you have to stand up and sing a song with the word love in it.
Yeah, I've been to one of those before.
So I jumped up and went, love, exciting and new.
He thought he was going to make you go away.
Yeah,
huh?
No.
Yeah. No, it didn't happen. Yeah. Very nice. Anyway, welcome to the program, folks. Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Kevin Flynn. Got Daniel on the phones when you call at 800-228-0550. It's Friday, so we know what that means. We're going to show first-time callers a little love. First-time callers go to the front of the line on the program today. It's that little nudge you might need just to join us. Tell us what's on your mind today. I am not going to start with any particular question. I'm going to, throughout the program, keep tabs on anybody you think needs some love that they don't get. Kevin's already suggested the garbage man doesn't get enough love. I think that's a fine suggestion. I don't think that we recognize enough our veterans. You know, it's okay, and on Veterans Day, and, you know, we do a little something here, a little something there, but, you know, every day ought to be Veterans Day when you consider the freedoms we enjoy. So that's mine. Todd, do you have a contribution to the love list?
There's just too many to list. I think we just kind of get caught up in our own little worlds, and all those we need to be, you know, our significant others. You better be doing something beyond stopping and getting the thing of flowers. I mean, that's the start, but...
Flowers are not enough, that's your advice?
Yes.
What about
why do we have to just do nice things on February 14th, on December 25th?
Right.
On, you know, right?
Pick
I mean,
a day.
We need to go beyond just the day thing.
What do you do? Give us an example of where you, just on random day, showed your love.
I brought my wife a McChicken yesterday. She was quite pleased with that.
Did she ask for it?
She did not. It was just a nice surprise.
Just say, here you go, little McChicken.
Yeah, a little McChicken for you.
Boy, did you splurge.
I know. I am off the hook, buddy.
I feel like there's a Jeff Foxworthy joke in there someplace.
If your Valentine's Day present involves a drive-through,
I'm lucky. My wife actually bought her a Valentine's present from me when she was in Mexico. She asked me yesterday, you want to see what you got me for Valentine's Day? I'd love to. Apparently, I got her some really nice earrings.
Kevin, you do realize you just created a nice meme. I got something nice for my... I got a McChicken. You might get hammered on that one. I'm just saying. You may need to go beyond the McChicken
today. No, that was not
today.
For Valentine's. That was just because that was just Thursday.
I know, but so let's go beyond that today.
I'm terrible at what you're describing as a good idea of just, you know, kind of that rant. Although I will, you know, I mean, I, you know, empty the garbage, empty the dishwasher, clean the dishes after dinner, to try to do my part, you know, around the house, leave my laundry in a big pile. It's not supposed to be living in a big pile. I forgot that. So, that's just to counterbalance things. But you're right. I think that kind of random act of, love, good idea. You know, we'll take some ideas. And since Todd raised this idea, I think it's only fair that he tell us an example of where he's done this. Don't make me call Carrie now. Give me an example.
Go ahead and call Carrie. You go right ahead. Okay. Coincidentally, it was close to Christmas a few years back, but I knew she was a Donnie and Marie fan, and they were going to be at Target Center, and we're going to be in town.
Wow.
Automatically, just get the tickets.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
that's right up there. All right. So if a few suggestions from our end, we'd welcome yours as well. Just talk to Pat.
But you know, another random. Get her, maybe gas up her vehicle and get it washed on a weekend once in a while or whatever.
That's a good idea. My
nice
wife loves
touch.
A clean car. I could care less. I don't know what the deal is. Is that a guy thing? I mean, if my car's clean, great. I mean, I want to do it for the maintenance of the vehicle, but it doesn't need to look clean. But
at least show some appreciation, certainly a full tank of gas, you know, versus having to start Monday morning with, oh, geez, I'm almost out of gas. You know, you don't have to worry about that for a few days.
Well, he is Todd the love doc, isn't he? All right, here's the deal.
Dr. Todd is here for you.
Telephone numbers are 298-0550, 298-0550.
258-0550.
Yes, sir,
798.
701-258-0550.
There we go.
Okay.
What, are you new?
To call us, yeah, really.
yeah, I was going to say, Scott, first time on the show?
Text to Todd at 701-226-8503. Text me at 701-367-2054. My Pillow. Yeah, that My Pillow. The Mike Lindell My Pillow.
Would be a good idea.
The My Pillow Sheets.
Would be a good idea.
The My Pillow Towels.
Would be a good idea.
The great book with life lessons from Mike Lindell, which if you buy the book, you get all shipping free on anything you buy, the pillows, the works. All of that. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. But we are giving you a MyPillow if you're a first-time caller on the program today, so call us. And we'll also do the same for first-time texters. 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054-201-226-8503. We'll pick one first-time texter this hour and one first-time texter next hour because I don't have 1,000 pillows, and we get about 1,000 texts a day. So, but we want some new folks in there. If you're a new texter, just put that in there. New texter and then your comment. Jim and Mandan, let's start with you. What is on your mind?
Yes, I've called 3 or 4 times in the past about pitfalls of wind power. I have 40 years of experience in generation and transmission of electricity. I've worked on 2 different wind farms. I have many friends that were the engineers on the wind farms and many friends that were part of the construction project, the wind farms. And that's been my point from the beginning, that they are not good for the power grid and they are not good for North Dakota. I've explained about how they'd have to have backup power and how it's hard on the power plants and so on and so forth in the past. One of the things I have not gotten to, and that I didn't have a chance to talk about the last time I called, is when you had a lady guest on that represented the Wind Coalition. Those people representing the Wind Coalition and promoting wind are the exact same people that promoted the DAPL protest. They're all one and the same. They're a bunch of environmentalists that all belong to the same group.
Can I stop you there, Jim? I don't know what the woman you're referring to from the wind industry, the Wind Coalition, the only one that I could think of in recent memory that was discussing wind was Tammy Eibach. And Bob Harms has been on from time to time. They both are part of North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. So they're a group that advocates all of the above energy, but certainly advocates strongly for wind and making the case. They were nowhere near the DAPL protest. So I don't know where you got that connection, but if you're talking about the same person I am, then we're talking about somebody different.
Tammy Eibach, yep. And it's the same mindset. If they're pro-wind, they're anti-coal and anti-oil. And that all of above is part of the reason that Great River Energy is in the trouble that they're in with the power plant right now. Every wind turbine in North Dakota is a nail in the coffin for coal. And every wind turbine that goes up is a nail in the coffin for coal. The all of the above was just a smokescreen to get the people of North Dakota and the governor and the legislature to buy into it. They want to eliminate coal 100%.
Well, we don't, I've never heard anything from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions that they do. Now, you may be assigning them some motives that they're not stating, but I want to talk about the idea that you raised.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's ND Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're feeling the love here today. If you have somebody that you think needs a little love, let us know at 800-228-0550. Who needs some love? We're sharing love on Valentine's Day. Pifers, P-I-F-E-R-S.com. Dial that into your browser there, pifers.com, and do a little browsing. Lamore County, an online auction next week of, 314 acres. Billings County, 160 acres as well. Stark and Billings County, 320 acres. This is all just Tuesday, next week. Hettinger and Grant counties are doing a 1,485-acre auction. 3 o'clock at the Knights. Let's see here. Nelson County, that'll be the day after on Wednesday the 19th, 1,124 acres, Nelson County, North Dakota. Polk County, Minnesota, 156 acres. So a lot going on. And, of course, the equipment auctions are coming as well. Starting in March, Richardson, the Hoff Retirement Farm Machinery Auction, the Johnson Farms Retirement Auction down in Starbuck, Minnesota, New England, North Dakota, March 26th, the Bonhoff Brothers. Check them all out at pipers.com or call them at 877-700-4099. All right, so to finish with Jim here, Jim, first of all, you're not accurate in your assessment that the people who are advocating for wind with the Comprehensive Energy Solutions Group have anything to do with the opposition to the Dakota Access Pipeline. So be careful what you're saying there. Your larger point, however, is that wind, anything that happens that's good for wind is bad for every other energy source in North Dakota. Is that what you said?
Oh, more or less. What was the gal's name that you said was on? Was her name Tammy?
Yes.
Yes. When last time I called and talked to her, she was saying how wind is good for North Dakota, and that there was a high demand for that.
Both those things are accurate from the perspective of if you're a landowner and you get $10,000-$20,000 a year per stick in challenging ag times, that's a good thing, right? So the landowner is going to perceive it, and that's what.
No, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing, because that's part of what's putting Great River out of power.
I understand, but that's a different argument. That's a different argument. I mean, the landowner's not going to think of that when a utility is saying, "Hey, the Minnesota legislature is passing legislation banning coal." I mean,
and they're going to start on oil next.
Jim, I'm with you 100%, and I think we all need to be on the same page on all of it, because the reason we're an energy exporter, we export the energy, okay? We don't have enough users
for
the energy we generate, okay? All right, well, my point is...
I'm trying to tell you some things I don't think you understand.
Oh, tell me, please, tell me. What I'm trying to help you and others understand is that this is the environment we are in. We didn't choose it, we didn't decide it, but when... other states have gone green, like Minnesota, to the point where they're banning coal, and your customers are in other states. These utilities have to play that game. And so they say, we want that. Now, I think what we need to do as people who get this is to say coal always needs to be there. There needs to be coal on the grid, period. There has to be baseload energy, period. And that's why I think it was appropriate that Congress decided enough already on the production tax credit. We're done. You're not getting any more. And now they're down to, 40% of whatever the total is. Unfortunately, Chuck Grassley has a lot of power and added in the last appropriation another year. They extended another year, which was really kind of a kick in the teeth to a lot of people. And the industry wasn't even asking for it, supposedly. So I'm just saying we are where we are. I don't think you go around saying, hey, anybody that puts up a wind turbine, you're trying to kill coal. I think that's, what we need to argue for is true all of the above energy, in my mind. So you tell me how I'm wrong.
The all of the above energy is the foot in the door to get all the turbines built and everything, and to get everything that they need in place to eventually eliminate coal. It's a smoke screen. It's a sucker punch to get the people to go along with it. Now, Minnesota Power, they got a 500,000 volt power line that's going to be coming on the grid in about a week or so. They're getting their power from Manitoba Hydro in Canada, and they're shipping it down towards the Duluth area, Grand Rapids in that area. And that's where it's going to be distributed from. The power from that power line is going to be around 20 cents a kilowatt hour. The power from the Basin Electric power plants, generally speaking, according to their website, is 6.73 cents per kilowatt hour. And I'm on Capped Electric, and they're charging me 9.3 cents a kilowatt hour. So they're charging 3 cents additional to supply the power from Basin Electric to me. Now, when that's why I meant Great River is kind of in the bind right now, because they're already anticipating that 500 kV line from Minnesota Power to come on the grid, and they're going to start phasing out places like Great River Energy.
Well, I think Great River Energy is a Minnesota utility. If I'm not mistaken, the second biggest Minnesota utility behind Xcel Energy, and they are in a swamp of a bunch of people who are. So I think what Great River Energy is doing is playing some politics. I think they're being very coy about what they're up to here. They're not communicating with a lot of folks, and that's really unfortunate. But I do think if it's not Great River Energy, somebody's going to operate that plant. That's 1,150 megawatts. There will be interest of others to purchase that. There's, supposedly some talks.
I don't know where they're going to get the power from, because I don't know where they're going to sell the power to, because everything coming out of Great River going to Minnesota is all DC power. And
I heard somebody called and said that yesterday, and said they have the plan to convert it. And I did talk to an industry expert, someone in the business, that said that's not true. That comment that came in yesterday was not accurate. I don't know or not. Here's what I'll tell you, Jim. I appreciate your passion for the industry. I for the coal industry and for also the concerns of the grid. I think we need to channel our energies into saying we demand, as the taxpayers, a true all of the above. Nobody wants coal to go away. It's a challenging time. There's no doubt about it. It's very difficult. You got gas eating away on one side. You got wind eating away on another side. Finally, the subsidy was going away, and now they bring it back. I believe the people that I deal with in North Dakota on behalf of wind are, number one, advocating for true all of the above energy. They know coal needs to remain on the grid. Number two, for landowners, for people to have a choice. It's America. It is America, and people can decide if they want to do that or not. And you know what? Sadly, if we don't have it here, so say we had a ban on wind in North Dakota. We said, we're not doing it anymore. The same amount of megawatts would be produced. It'd just be produced elsewhere. So the landowners would be the loser, and there'd still be the threat and the competitor to coal. I am through and through 100% a believer in coal. I've advocated for this industry as long as I can remember. I've hated the war on coal. I've taken this message to the Obama administration, to the Trump administration, to our senators, to our congressmen, and I will remain there 100%. But I think it is naive to say wind is 100% responsible for this. No, the politicians that passed stupid things in Minnesota, like let's ban coal, they're the ones responsible, which then drives the utilities to say we demand it, we want it. So it's bigger than this. That's my take. I want yours. More coming up.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Attorney General says he has a message for President Trump.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Speaking on ABC, the head of the Justice Department, William Barr, is under fire for overruling his prosecutors and recommending a lighter sentence for the president's longtime ally, Roger Stone.
You think I need the president's tweet to tell me that 7 to 9 years is excessive?
He said he never spoke to the White House and made the decision before President Trump tweeted the original recommendation was a miscarriage of justice. An old familiar face is returning to the White House. President Trump says Hope Hicks has been asked to return. She's expected to serve as a counselor to the president and senior advisor Jared Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I feel the love. Who needs some love? Let us know. 800-228-0550. Texter says, the states that don't want power from coal should fall on their faces when the coal-fired power plants close up. It won't take very long for them to come crawling back to us when their stupid wind towers and solar panels can't cut it. Enough with the stupid wind towers already. Another texter says, your support for the coal industry in North Dakota rings hollow given your support for the subsidized wind energy. I turned down wind towers on my land. Well, that is fantastic. I mean, that's what America's all about. And that's putting your money where your mouth is, too. So I don't want those dollars. But the idea that your neighbor shouldn't do it or, you know, they're the evil one is, in my mind, misguided too. And I am an advocate for all of the above energy. True all of the above energy. That's where I'm at. I think it's a fool's errand to sit around and say, okay, we're going to shoot at that one so that they don't exist so we can get there. Now, what I think coal has a very good argument on is subsidies. Because if subsidies, in other words, our tax dollars, and I forget the numbers, it's a chunk of money. Even this last year that they added, $1 billion+. All right, and that's our tax dollars, and that's going to subsidize an industry. You have a reason to complain. It wasn't until North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions was formed, and the production tax credit was phased out, they said, we're done, here it goes. And this is 3-4 years ago. I remember talking to folks at Wanzek a little bit about this, about here's how we think it can still pencil out without it. We can do without it. We needed it to get stood up, but we don't need it anymore. Now, mind you, I don't get mad at the people that build them. I don't get mad at the people that advocate for them. Your utility is asking for it. They want it. Talk to your Ottertail Power. XL Energy. You know, talk to the power providers. Ask them. They're demanding it. They want it. So if you have a product and you have customers saying, I want it, what are you going to do? So to me, the best place to put our energy. And look, I'm sick to my stomach about this announcement of Coal Creek Station. Sick to my stomach of the uncertainty people are having to go through right now, saying, is this going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Are they going to convert it to gas? Are they going to shut it down? Is somebody going to buy it? All of which, by the way, are on the table as potential options, I understand. 1,150 megawatts that we need. Actually need 2,000 megawatts just for simple growth. So where I focus my energy is to say, we need it all. And we absolutely, positively need coal on the grid, period. It has to be there, or we can't rely on it. We're putting ourselves in danger. It's life or death in North Dakota. So, you know, look, you're entitled to say whatever you say, but to say my support rings hollow, I'm going to push back on that all day long. Because I don't think we have to play this game of, unless I shoot you, then I'm not for you. I'm not there. I'm for all of the above. And ask any reasonable expert, do we need it all? Where's our energy demands? Where's our energy needs? Where are they 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now? What are we producing? Holy buckets, we got some work to do. That's where we ought to focus our energy. Let's go to Columbus, North Dakota. Fine, fine, fine community. Hello, is this Shelley?
Yes, hi. Say, you know, true love is seeing the lights come on when you flip the switch.
Is it really? There you go. Yeah, you've tied these two topics together nicely. Thank you. Very nice.
On the other side of these windmills, there's smaller scale natural gas turbines that can be located closer into the oil wells, so we don't have to move the fuel to run them, and natural gas turbines can be turned on and off with the flip of the switch when the wind goes down, but coal is always going to be here. There's a lot of uses. Did you know that nylon is made out of coal? So we get along with this. The president says we're supposed to rebuild manufacturing in America, so let's build a nylon.
Yeah, and by the way, the president is not a fan of wind. You can tell that. One of his favorite jokes. One of his favorite jokes in these, when he does these rallies is he'll say, darling, can you find a darling for me?
Is the TV on, darling?
Yeah, so he goes, darling, let me open the window. Is the wind blowing? It's not. We can't watch the TV, darling. We can't watch the TV. The wind's not blowing. Yeah, so
I'm getting some education today.
Well, you've educated us.
Huh?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Shelley. You take care. Appreciate the call. Valley City we go, and Paul has a comment. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, Paul, I think you're doing just fine work. I ain't here to fight with you today at all. What I want to know is months ago I asked you to get a guy that would be really good to have on by the name of, I can't pronounce his last name correctly, but it's Ed Hisrot, I think, something like that. But I can't see that you ever tried to get somebody like that on the program.
Well, tell me a little bit more about Ed. What's Ed's deal?
Let's see. You can find his articles in a magazine called The New American.
Okay. And what's the topic?
The topic would be the renewable energy scam.
Okay. I will check
and
it out.
And you'll go into the mathematics on that like you wouldn't believe. You know, I think you need to get some more mathematical facts on, you know, a lot of this renewable energy is really just a scam, and it's absolutely wasting more coal and oil than it can ever put back, you know, in the form of energy. And it can point out some of those issues for you.
All right. Well, normally when someone suggests a guest, we put it into our Slack, our communication feature here, and our producers will try and find somebody. I don't know if it's a spelling of the name or what, but I welcome guests being recommended from the audience. If you see an article or an author or somebody you think has to bring to the table, you know, obviously within reason, we're not going to put some madman on, but if they have some credibility, we'll certainly put them on. And I think
you might find all kinds of good people out there just like them, you know, maybe even better. But that's one guy that I found that I really like.
There's a group called the Center for the American Experiment, which is a very credible think tank out of Minneapolis. They're down there in that mega swamp, and they have some similar writings going on. They actually have an event coming up in Moorhead soon. I think that's next week. Yeah, it's later on next week. So I'll find out a little bit more because they might be able to crunch some of the same numbers. Appreciate the call, though. Thank you very much. It's in the queue. I spelled it Hizrot. We'll see what we can do. Henry, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I think you're spot on with all your comments. I totally agree with you. But I think what people are frustrated with is, you know, all the subsidies that are there, not there. A couple weeks ago, I think you were talking about ethanol, and you said there's no subsidies. Some guy called in and said there was. And it just gets beat so fast. I mean, I think people are just tired. It's all part of the liberal agenda, really, to push these things on us. I mean, I think you're 100% right. If a farmer can get a wind tower on there, get $10,000, $20,000, good for him. But I don't think it has to drive our energy policy, and just like ethanol and solar. If it makes sense to put a solar panel on top of your building, do it. But I don't think it should drive our energy policy and the policy of the and that's why I think a lot of people calling in, like this last guy with his, you know, fraud or whatever he called it with that book or that author. We're just all tired of that. What is the truth?
Yeah, well, that's what we strive to bring you day in and day out and ferret out together. I think that, you know, for instance, this last author or the other fella, I think they can make an argument that the billions of dollars that the industry got in the way of a production tax credit stood that industry up, okay? So, in other words, it was tax dollars that were put into a kitty to compete against coal. That's a crappy deal, okay? If you know, ask any business if they think the government should subsidize their competitor across the street to come after them, right? But it is also the political landscape in which we live. In other words, North Dakota produces way more energy than they can use, and it goes to states like Minnesota who actually have a legislature that has enough votes to say, we want no coal-fired power in this state. Now, thankfully, that was so stupid, they lost in court over it. But my point is, that's their mentality. That's the way they think. So I'd rather expend my energy saying, okay, that's the environment. You know, clearly we're not, you know, we're a bit of an island in that regard. How do we operate in that environment? And in my mind, the way we operate is defending coal at every turn, educating people on the fact that without it, you don't have baseload power. So when there is a polar vortex and the wind turbines don't turn, and there is no wind and they don't turn and you can't store it, you know what? You've got a deadly situation in the middle of a North Dakota winter or a, you know, a 104 degree day. All of which we can have in North Dakota. So that I just choose to direct my energy there rather than the other. And, you know, we'll always want to get out the facts from everybody to fight this fairly, right? Level playing field.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point. We should never even get to that point where we have to worry about that because it's all nonsense. That's the deal. You know what I mean? All this alternative energy is great to talk about in theory, but until that theory is proven, it shouldn't be implemented, and that's where most people are frustrated, because you talk about getting to that point where, like I said, the polar vortex and all that, it shouldn't even be there. That's the problem. But government and liberal groups are jamming this down our throat.
They definitely are, and that is the political landscape. So, you know, this is the challenge. This is what we've got to do. I mean, look, wind, the folks we have on representing the wind industry, representing comprehensive energy solutions, you know what they say? Coal needs to be on the grid. We absolutely need coal on the grid. They're not saying coal ought to go away. They're saying, look, we need it. You know, the smart thing to do for the wind industry is to advocate truly for all of the above, as again the North Dakota group does, because you know, if they push so hard that they end up, okay, add another year here, add another year here, add another year here, and they continue to pound away in a challenging environment, and they tip that industry over, we're in a world of hurt. We're in a world of hurt. There's no doubt about it. Henry, I appreciate your call. And, you know, keep challenging me. Keep bringing these things to the table. Sounds a little Pollyanna, but this is a case of, in energy, can we all get along? Can we all get along? Can we all find our place to say what it is that we're going to do? And that doesn't mean it's going to be fun. From the coal industry, it's not fun when the tax dollars are competing against me. Okay, it's not. I'm not saying every day is going to be rosy, but I'm saying as consumers, and I'm an advocate for you, affordable, reliable energy depends on all of the above. More after this.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
When the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Let's hurry up. Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling.
He is hilarious. He is absolutely hilarious. Back on What's On Your Mind.
That is outstanding.
Top of the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. I want to talk to you a moment, a little bit about your future. And, you know, maybe some hopes, dreams, aspirations you have. Maybe you're in a job where you just feel like, you know, yeah, it's a good job. I get a paycheck. It's fine. But it's not fulfilling me. It's not really, you know, it's not. And you want to better yourself. You want to go to the next level. Maybe within the profession you're at, the management, maybe a completely different profession altogether. Well, you can work, have that job, and at the same time further your education and get some solid value for your money. You do that with flexible programs that are affordable, from a university with an established tradition of academic excellence. The University of Mary is all that more. Flexible and affordable means something. Choosing your program mode, programs for working adults, online, on-site, or a blend of the two. Choose the right fit for your life. And affordability means costs are truly competitive. At the University of Mary, support means their faculty members are invested in your success and work with you throughout your entire program. Bottom line, at the University of Mary, value means a world-class education at an affordable price. Find out for yourself at umary.edu/online. 258-0550 is our telephone number locally. 701-258-0550. You also can text us. Todd's at 701-226-8503, or I'm at 701-367-2054. If you're a first-time texter, tell us that. We're picking a MyPillow winner from the texters today. Same with first-time callers. All right here. Texter says, if wind turbines are so great and green, then why are we burying the old blades in a landfill in Wyoming?
Well, we're burying some in North Dakota, too.
Yeah, we've got a few calls and texts about that. We have asked about that. I think I'll paraphrase the answer to say there is new technology being developed on how you do the landfills that take them. I mean, blades don't last forever, so they come down and they have to be disposed of. And evidently there's technology in the works to make that.
Oh, sooner or later we'll figure out how to make them into children's playground toys or something.
Texter says, I would love to have wind power towers on my land. We've been engulfed with sloughs that have grown 3 and 4 times as big. We're losing farming land because of all the water. Thank you. Somebody wants the wind towers. Texter says, wind energy advertisements subsidize as well. Wouldn't doubt it. I don't know the accounting. I would assume the production tax credit has to do with the actual manufacturing of the products and installing those and not marketing. But I would tell you that you know, obviously energy, they need public relations, communications, advertising. I think it's a smart thing. It's a good way to keep the consumer informed. But they don't pay anything different than any other energy source. Let's see what else here we've got for you. Got a boatload of texts. I'm not necessarily against wind energy, but when are you going to discuss the wind lease? You have to get forever agreements. You have no assurance as to where they go. You get a payment, sure, but how about a royalty like oil? This is not to fight no on wind, but let's help the landowner get treated fair. Oils have the same problem with the easements. My grandfather used horses. My dad used 250 horsepower four-wheel drive tractors. We now use auto steer 620 horsepower. We'll probably see autonomous tractors farming around forever wind towers. Basically, I have a forever lease and I can't change with the times. I have an original payment of $12,000. Tell me if that's fair in 25 years. I don't know enough about the negotiation process to tell you anything other than that's what negotiating is for. I mean, don't sign a deal you don't like. Talk to your neighbors. Sometimes people get together and negotiate together. Lots of ways to go about that. Texter says, so liberal Minnesota doesn't want coal-fired electricity, but they want the byproducts of their 2 nuclear power plants shipped to Nevada. Keep it in Minnesota. There you go. President Trump doesn't care for wind power. Why? I don't know that I know the answer to it other than I think he's making the point you need all of the above. You got to keep coal on the grid.
He was kind of mocking. That was at the CPAC thing. He was kind of mocking the Green New Deal and, you know.
Right. So, which is their utopia. Which is Greta Thunberg's utopia. Speaking of which, Bismarck gets smart on art. By the way, this isn't art. This is political activism. If anybody tells you it's art, give me a break. It's not art. It's a fine photo. It's a fine process used to put the photo up there. But when you put Greta Thunberg representing an industry that wants to destroy the economy of North Dakota, destroy jobs in oil and gas, destroy jobs in coal, that's political activism. That's in your face. That's unneighborly. So good for Bismarck for recognizing bad idea. And get a load of this. A former Fargo City Commissioner, Mike Williams, Mr. Bike Path, he would go to these conferences funded by the city of Fargo and get all these quote-unquote great ideas and bring them back. So he's very, very, he's the greenie, okay? The Utopia Green. He wants this art to come here. He says, public art's a big priority. I want to make sure we feature this great artist. I'm glad we're going to be able to display this art here. In other words, you dummies in Bismarck, Fargo knows best. Yeah, right. More after this.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.